This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, first name Jahcari, J-A-H-C-A-R-I, date of birth October 7, 1986, date of evaluation October 24, 2022, referring physician Dr. Saqib, S-A-Q-I-B, Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 36-year-old African-American male, seen preoperatively as he has injury at C6-7 and is now scheduled for total disc replacement. The HVI, the patient is a 36-year-old male who reports an industrial injury on August 8, 2019, period. He stated that he was releasing the emergency brake on his vehicle when his hand and arm slipped forward. He suffered injuries to the hand, wrist, and neck, period. Last May, he received a cervical injection, which provided minimal relief, period. He had subsequently underwent repeat MRI, which revealed a worsening bulge, period. He stated that he had failed physical therapy, injection, and conservative treatment. He had continued with pain, which he describes as constant burning and tingling. Pain is worse with turning his neck. He states that pain radiates down the left arm and shoulder, period. There are no associated symptoms, period. Pain is worsened with activity as noted, period. There is no relief, period. Past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, left ulna nerve decompression. Medications, none. Allergies, none on drug allergies. Family history, maternal grandmother had breast cancer. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had fatigue and generalized weakness. Eyes, he wears glasses. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure, 135/83, pulse 88, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 271.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. He is a moderately obese male, period. The musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness on rotation of the neck, left greater than right, period. The data review reveals ECG with sinus rhythm of 81 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 30-plus-year-old male with injury at the C6-7 level, scheduled for C6-7 cervical TDR for diagnosis M48.02 and M47.812, period. The patient is known to have history of work-related injury dating to August 8, 2019, period. He was noted to have x-rays performed on October 15, 2020. This revealed mild degenerative changes, Next number, preservation of cervical lordosis. No evidence of any significant anterolisthesis / retrolisthesis. No evidence of scoliosis, no fracture or dislocation, period. He underwent cervical spine MRI at Castro Valley Open MRI on 6/7/21. This revealed large disc herniation, central causing spinal cord effacement at C6-7. At C4-5, there is right posterior lateral disc bulging and spondylosis with mild to moderate right foraminal stenosis. He underwent left upper extremity EMG / nerve conduction study. This was consistent with a C8 radiculopathy, period. Patient now felt cervical disc disorder at C6-7 with a radiculopathy. He has cervical radiculopathy. He has cervical spondylosis, and he has spinal stenosis of the cervical region. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his surgical procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.